I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Yeah, friends of the podcast.
And not friends. Even if you're not friends with us.
New visitors.
Good evening.
Zizi is on the podcast today, guys. She is an amazing person. She is a comedian, I would say. She's a presenter. She has a Channel 4 show. She has her own show called the Zizi Mills Show. She asks a lot of the difficult questions. Nothing is off limits with her. We talk about loads of things, including we touch on the points of the racism that she has experienced in her life. Racism in London, outside a London nightclub, with a tweet or Facebook message that went viral because of her. She's just a great, great person all around.
We spoke about butt munching.
We did.
Mm.
We spoke about...
Yeah, there was a lot of talk of that.
Spoke
you
about
were getting very excited.
Eating booty.
Eating booty. That was on there.
We spoke about sex.
Yep. Yep. And how she wants to be whisked away by a man on a motorbike.
Not a Vespa like I have though.
No, you're not what she's after.
No, am I not?
Nah.
I think I'm a pretty good catch.
Yeah, for the right person.
I think I'm a pretty good catch.
Nah, not you and your Vespa.
Not me and my Vespa?
With all your parking fines.
All right, everybody, we're going to do not too much talking. I hope you have having a great day. I hope you're having a great Friday or whatever day it is you're listening to the podcast. As always, please get in touch with us via our Instagram at Private Podcast. Let us know anything at all. You can send us anything, ask us questions, whatever it may be. We want to hear from you. And also go and check out our Patreon page. It's on the link tree in our bio on Instagram. Right, let's get on with the episode. Yeah. Here we go. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Zizi Mills on the podcast. Enjoy.
Woohoo.
Hey, Zizi, you're gonna like this, by the way.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Ah, because what's going to happen on this podcast, which you don't know, is you're going to leave and you're going to go, I just get to hang out with my friends.
Anytime I watch like pods or interviews, those are the best type of content for me because you just feel like you're sitting in on friends having a conversation or not even necessarily, or maybe two people that just don't know each other. And you're like, you know, oh, wow. Like, yes, I'm so glad he, because I wanted to know that. So I love these like casual conversations.
You end up being a lot more honest, I think, because it's just like audio only.
You're a liar though. You don't.
What? Me?
Yeah, he's a liar.
By the end of it, I'm going to find out who the liar is.
You'll know who the truth
is. I mean, to be fair, majority of men are liars. And I'm going there. Dived into the deep end.
Straight in.
Okay. Do you think guys are liars?
Has someone been hurt?
No, do you know what? I wouldn't say hurt, but you go through life experiences, so you know.
Yeah.
And I would say, yeah, unfortunately, I think men do that quite
why
well.
Why do guys feel? Because I do, listen, I agree
with you. It's usually in like romantic situations, right?
No, guys in general lie, I think.
But it's usually like to do with their girlfriend or something. Yeah, they've done something bad.
Yeah, it is usually, and I just think, do you know what? Okay. I'm not going to blame it on the men. I'm going to do, I'm good at doing even.
I'm good at weighing it heavily in favour.
I feel that men lie, especially in relationships, early stages. When you're in it, I don't think you should be lying. There's no excuse. But you know, like you're the talking stage, getting to know someone. You got all these lies. Because I actually think they have to lie because I don't think women actually can handle the truth, if I'm being honest with you. I think there's a lot of things that we think we want to hear. But once you hear it, we don't want to hear it. So, you know, like if a girl's like,
oh my God, this is interesting.
Why didn't you tell me that you just wanted to have sex? Like, why didn't you say, why did you? Because let's be honest. If he actually said, I don't want anything but just a bone. We're going to bone. I don't want anything.
Jay always says that.
I don't want anything serious. This is going to be strictly, you know, I might not even, who knows? You might not hear from me for 3 weeks until I want this one thing. What woman is going to be all for that?
Well, some women might be.
No, because it doesn't make us feel good about ourselves.
Yeah. But let's flip this around. But then, okay, why then if a woman says, look, I just want to have sex. That's all it is. I just want to have sex. Do you think they mean that or are they just saying that? Because I'm sure some women actually just like to have sex.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I'm one of those women. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Yeah. However, praise the Lord.
However, so I have had like casual situations before where I've been like, I'm at the time where I am in my life right now, I don't want anything serious. I just would like to have fun and enjoy company. So I have done that, but I feel like there's also an ego thing because actually, interestingly, I was doing that with this guy and he never really pursued to take it further, right? Mm. And in my head, it's not something that I actually wanted from him. However, my ego... I'm the shit.
Why is he not trying to marry me?
What's going on here? Like, why are you not saying, do you know what? You're the one for me.
Is that, do we think that's ego? Are we insecure as humans or do we worry about our ego? Ego, I would say, is about other people knowing that. Where insecurities, I suppose, about ourselves. So if it was to do with ego, if I was dating someone they didn't want to date me, would it be my ego hurt? Maybe it would be. Or would I just be feeling insecure about that?
I think it's actually a bit of both. And it's quite interesting that you said that because I was saying it probably when I was talking to my friends about it and I was actually quite honest with myself. I was like, I actually think there's a level of insecurity, which is to do with like, even though I don't want to necessarily be with you, why have you not? What is wrong with me? Why you don't want to be with me? That all starts going through your head because it's like, why would you not? There must be something that is not adding up for you or you don't think is right about me.
And you're
or
the shit.
I know. You're
the shit.
I am the shit.
You're the shit.
I am. Why does anyone know this?
Okay, but this is an, oh God, we're going to get deep in this. I can't wait. Okay, do you think you can be in a relationship with the sex is bad?
Oh, do you know what? I was saying this the other day. I say this a lot. That's going to be like my catchphrase. I say this the other day.
Guys aren't good at sex.
No, because I was literally weighing up the options. Because me and my friend were saying, we don't think you can have it all.
Right. So it's either you get the guy that's like,
you either get the guy that is good at sex and he's an absolute dick.
Asshole, yeah.
Because he knows that his thing is doing the business.
Well, you're looking at the full package of it. This guy.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, he's real good.
Don't point. It's a podcast. It's not that visual. He's talking about me. He is talking about. I said this before. I didn't think I was good at sex until I was about 27.
You said 30, plus 30.
No, I said 27.
You're just trying to excuse yourselves for like 10 years of terrible sex.
No,
like,
I do. I think guys, I'm like generalizing, but from my personal thing is that I think when you just want to have sex, right? So you can just go like, okay, I've done it.
Yeah.
There's no thinking about anything else. And all you want to do is, as a guy, from my point of view, was just like, okay, you just want to orgasm and that's it. And there was no thinking about who else was involved.
And this is what I would say. I was literally... I put a post out the other day about eating ass. And everyone...
We were just talking about eating butt for eating, about half an
you're,
hour.
You're not a legend until you eat booty.
No, listen. So I was talking about it and people on my Insta were like really upset. They were like, how can you be condoning this? And I was just like, wow. In 2022, we're still like... The holes are so close to each other, you might as well just take a trip there and just anyway. Like,
book the bus from there.
Yeah, it's true.
Hop on the bus.
They're so close to each other. It's like, why are you, just go there anyway. Anyway, my whole point, I was saying
like taking
because,
the Piccadilly line. You just get on that little, the Hammersmith line. What is it?
The Piccadilly line is a long line. Want the short line.
Yeah.
Victoria line, you get very quickly from each point. And that's basically... It's the Victoria line. That's a good one. So I can't even remember what I was saying now.
You said you were talking about 2022.
You posted on your Instagram
about sex, and I was saying to somebody, I said the reason why it's like because I feel like women don't ever talk about how much, like you were saying, that they enjoy sex. So everything is like, you know, it's for the man, it's for the man, it's for the man, it's for the man. And I was saying, literally, women are just like human wank dolls for men sometimes. Yeah. Like literally, we're just there for you to do what you need to do. And you know, mm-hmm. that, and you, no consideration about how have we come, and we lie as well. Like the man will say, did you come? Did you orgasm? And you're like, yeah, I did. And you know, you didn't.
Well, you guys,
but you did.
You didn't jump on the Victoria line. Of course I fucking did.
Exactly. So my thing is just like, I wish more men were like a little bit more honest about that, because I do think a lot of men, it is just about them. The sex is just about them orgasm. It's nothing to do with us. It's down to us. It's our responsibility. No bloody foreplay. Like, just here we go.
I think there's no foreplay.
I think porn and all that kind of stuff is like kind of giving the wrong idea to guys. So they think that it's all about like them. They go in there, they fucking do their thing and then
but also
out.
To women as well. Like porn is given like an unrealistic outlook to us as women, even just about how our bodies look, or like, it's so mad because obviously I'm a black woman. So I was having this conversation, like even when it comes down to porn, like just a black woman looking at porn, how maybe a non-black woman's body is different from ours, like the colouring in certain different places. So you watch porn and then you might look at your body and you'd be like, oh, why does my body's not right? Because what I'm seeing isn't, you get what
so
I mean?
The so the insecurities come in again.
Yeah, there's so many
body
different...
dysmorphia about yourself because you're seeing... What you're watching on porn is like you're going, well, that doesn't replicate my body. So therefore, how is anyone going to find me attractive if that's what people are watching that they find attractive?
Well, exactly. So it's just, there's so many things. Like even, it was so funny. My friend, she says, oh, this guy asked her to say her name. She's just like, yeah, the sex is really good, but he asked me to say my name. And I was like, oh, and like, do you...
Wait, what do you mean? I mean, his name.
His name, like, say my name, like that type of vibe.
Say my name.
So she was like, I was like, oh, I said, and we started laughing and I was like, so what, do you say it? And she was just like, yeah. And I was like, well, I was like, how do you say it? And she's just like, well, like how they say it in the pornos, isn't it? And I was just started laughing because you know, in the pornos, it's all like, oh, so sensual. It's all like, oh yeah,
what's his name? Like, Gerald.
Just like, how they said it in the pornos. And I just started laughing because I thought
it was hysterical.
Because I was like, even us as women, we... quote unquote, learn so many things. Like I was watching, oh my God, I started watching Euphoria the other day.
Apparently it's great.
So good. One of the scenes in there, the guy like grabs the girl by, not having like consensual sex, but he grabs her by the neck and she's like, what are you doing? And he's like, well, that's what they do in porn. Like, I thought that's what you, like women liked. And she's like, no, that's not what we like. And she had to like educate him. But I feel like that is not an isolated story. There's so many things that happen during sex and you're like, what the fuck are you doing? And you're just like, why? But you know, it's, you've learned from, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but,
like Jamie reads poetry.
Oh, during sex? Yeah. Amazing. I need to...
Girls love
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a leaf out of my book. That's what they like.
The book that you're reading.
Yeah, my little poetry book. But it's interesting. There's so many things with, I think porn is so... And I don't have enough facts or enough data about it, but from like own experience, right, and from what I've seen and what I've heard, porn.
Are you trying to make it out as you've never watched porn?
I've watched a lot of porn. Right, I'll put it out there.
You watched it on the way here.
I got it, the reason when I realised that my porn watching, this is back in the day, was getting a bit weird, is when I started googling milking table.
What?
And I was like, this can't be right that I'm pleasuring myself to a milking table.
Wait, is a milking table where they cut a hole out?
They cut a hole in the bed, and then they put their penis through it, and then there's someone sitting underneath that milks them.
You make like a cow noise. Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. You go, ooh. It's half horse, half
wait,
cow.
You wanted to buy one?
No, I didn't want to buy one. Obviously.
Amazon Prime, it'll arrive tomorrow. Yeah.
But, I wonder if Amazon Prime have it, milking shit table.
I went into IKEA. I'm 100% going to Google the hole. but anyway, my point is, right, with porn, is that, okay, when you watch porn, you get this like endorphin rush into your brain, right? Doof, 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 mm-hmm. doof. Okay, let's not take porn. Let's even take TikTok. Okay.
I'm not a TikTok person.
Thank God. Okay. I think TikTok is generally, yes, yeah, high five. I am.
Are you not?
Jamie loves
I feel
that
like
shit.
You're TikTok.
Oh, he's all over.
See, what do you mean you look at me and I feel like I'm
tell,
a TikToker?
I can, yeah, yeah.
Well, because I got the moves.
I just feel like you're.
Because I'm youthful.
I can see that you're probably good, like, quick. Because I just feel like that stuff gives me anxiety.
Too much stress.
Okay, but let's take Instagram then, so we can all relate to that.
Right, yeah. Here we go.
Yeah. But okay, Instagram, you go onto Instagram as a teenager, or as a young 20-year-old, or whatever you are, as a man or a male or a female, you go into and you see, as a guy, right, you see a lot of half-naked people as soon as you wake up in the morning. Typically, you know, what you were meant to do is, as a man or as a woman, you're meant to see beautiful people occasionally, right? You either saw them in magazines, you saw them in movies, or you walked down the street and you saw that. You wouldn't see beautiful people all the time. You also wouldn't see naked people all the time. Naked people in private, right?
Or page three. Remember page three.
We now wake up in the morning and we have...
R.I.P.
Yeah, we now wake up... It's still there. The page three is still there.
I don't think they got rid of it.
Yes.
Now on page four.
But the point is you now wake up in the morning and before 9 a.m. you've seen naked
you've
men.
You've had seven wanks.
No, you've seen naked men, naked women. You've seen beautiful people all in the morning. And then what you do is you're never satisfied. These endorphin rushes are coming to your brain the entire time. And so you're then constantly pleasuring yourself in a mental or a physical way. And therefore, you're going to have to, it's like taking alcohol, right? You first have your first beer, you get drunk. You then have to have two beers. You get more, tolerance goes up. And it's the same with the endorphin rush. And
I think that's the thing though with porn, like you were saying, the risky thing with porn is that you are always kind of then looking, I feel like you're always looking for like your next thing that can kind of get you going because you become like immune to the normal shit that you watch because you probably watched every single, gone to page 36. And
before where, you know it, you're on a milking table.
Have you ever clicked that many times? Don't like that.
Yeah,
like
I'm really particular. I'd be like, I don't like that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. Can I ask a personal question?
Yeah, go on. And any question, okay, I'm an open book.
You are known for asking questions, so I'm going
to... I have to. Anytime I come on like anybody's platform or show or anything like that, and I just have to be open because it's like, I can't have people on
it's
my
your
show.
Brand.
Yeah, literally. I'm like, oh, I don't want to talk about that. Sorry. Like, it'd be the worst thing ever.
Okay, so do you watch porn?
I do.
What porn do you Google when you watch it?
I actually... My go-to porn is probably girl-on-girl porn. Because I just find it more... I mean, I've been with women and whatnot, so I am attracted to women and sexually attracted to them, and I enjoy them and whatever. But I just feel also it's more sensual. Like, when you... Male-female porn is all... Unless you watch amateur porn. Jesus, I sound like a connoisseur right now. Unless you amateur watch porn amateur porn. Porn.
What year are we talking? Like,
I mean, like...
I like the early 2000s,
It's like
why
home
is
videos.
Amateur porn, like, interesting?
Because
it?
It's home videos. It's actual people, like, having sex. So they...
It's real.
It's
life.
Real. Like, you're going to see real emotions, real sounds.
It's like, the reality TV of porn, I guess.
So that's what you do. It's girl-on-girl. That's what...
Yeah, I prefer that because it's more sensual and they look like they're having a good time. Whereas like male, female, they always just look, the woman always looks like she's in pain, apart from amateur, because she's actually like,
they're probably in a relationship.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a bit of lead up. The one with the actors, it's just bare noise that I don't want to hear. And noise that is really off-putting as well.
The daddy thing, that just freaks me out. What? Why do you want to say that? What's the one that you watch? Is it
Bestiality?
That's it, yeah.
Not with Dave, the little dog,
oh,
right?
No,
Zizi's dog is here, Dave.
Oh.
There's him that Googles it.
I don't Google bestiality. Yeah. I've never...
Milking tables and bestiality. Yeah,
and by the way, congrats on your success.
Oh, thank you.
Honestly, you're everywhere at the moment.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's so awesome.
Thank you.
And what you are known for is speaking so honestly and open and having that way about it. I feel like it's like such a great time, especially as a woman to do that, especially as a black woman to do that. That is so awesome about it. But how did you get the confidence to do that? Have you always been like that as a kid?
I feel like I have. I feel like I've always been quite confident. I feel like I've always been quite outspoken as well. And the Zizi Mill stuff, I wouldn't say it just happened, but before that I wanted to do acting and the acting thing was just not working out for me. It's just, you know, just...
It's hard.
Can we see a little snippet?
Like probably some, like, oh my, one resurfaced the other day on all the, like, on the blog sites and it was so bad. I was just like, oh my God, I used to wear glasses and everything. And it was, yeah. But I used to do acting. I went to theatre school. I went to Sylvia Young Theatre School.
Did you?
Yes, I went there full time. So I was there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You did academic. The Thursday and Friday, you did your tap, your singing, your dancing. So that was like my world of like performing arts. And then it just wasn't working out. I think it's just sometimes it just doesn't happen how you want it to happen.
Yeah, totally. So blueprints always are like that. We have our blueprint in life.
Yeah.
And we want it to be that way. And then suddenly because no one's blueprint ever goes to plan.
It doesn't know.
And then when people find out, and the hardest thing to do is then suddenly like what they call is pivoting, right? When you suddenly go, okay, right, this is what I'm going to go and do. So that's probably cutting you off.
Okay, yeah. So then I did a pivoting and actually that's how I bruised my tailbone.
What, from pivoting too hard?
I've bruised it twice in life, by the way. I've bruised my coccyx or tailbone or whatever you want to call it. It's really hard. It's really difficult. Right now, actually, these chairs are really comfortable. I'm really happy. On the cab here, I was sitting like this.
How did you bruise it?
I don't know.
It's really painful. I've done it before.
I don't know. This is what's really annoying me. Anyway, so I digress. I went off. And then I went to theatre school and I did all that stuff. And then it wasn't working out. Then I started doing Zizi Mill Show maybe about I started Zizi Mill Show about 4 years ago. Mm. But I started doing this thing called Headscarf Diaries online, which was just me with my headscarf on talking about just loads of random shit. And then naturally, it started picking up traction. And then when it started to do a little bit better, I thought the natural thing would for me to be like, have my own show.
Probably have my own show. This is what I want.
Yeah, so it was just like, you know, I just thought it was kind of like a Wendy Williams type of vibe where I'd do hot topics and I'll talk about trending topics and whatever. And then I would maybe do an interview. And then I kind of stopped doing that. And now I just do the interviews. But it was always just like, I've always been outspoken. My mum always said, I've always wanted to get the last word in. I have to have the last word. You're so argumentative. You're so stubborn. And I thought, you know what? Let me just give my opinion and see what happens. And it seems to be going okay.
It's so good and refreshing though. And I just love the openness of that. We started Private Parts because I was just bored of people just like filtering themselves.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the hell are we worried? We're not mean people, right? None of us here. Yeah. We're not mean. We're not nasty. We're not cruel. We're just here to like be honest about things. And actually, honesty is what people really want. Like at the moment. And there is so many things going on, not to get to political because that would really, I'm not good at that. But no one's being honest at the moment. No, that's what's a really like shocking thing for everyone, right?
But I think people are scared. I think people are scared to be honest. Do you know what I mean? I feel like.
Why do you think they're scared?
Because there's so like cancel culture. So I feel like, you know, people are just worried now just about being cancelled, losing everything. Their job, or, you know, if I say the wrong thing, are people going to, like, people don't even like to disagree with people anymore, which I think is weird. Like, I think it's healthy.
You do. People now feel like they have to accept anything.
Everything. Like, you have to, and if you go against the masses, oh, you're the worst person ever.
It's not normal. You can't agree on every point. Like, people have different ways of living and different, like, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
It's not, you're gonna fall out. You just have to like get on with it and accept people.
No, I agree, and
it's so dumb.
It also, you can put Dave on the floor if you want.
No,
he will literally. Dave is my dog.
Dave's got the Hammersmith line.
Dave is coming up
right
by the mic.
Victoria,
you want to say something? Literally, what do you want to say? Come on.
But it's true, but people don't want to almost agree now with, they don't want to disagree because it's too scary to.
Yeah.
Like the moment, it happens to me a lot, so, you know, online I'll say something that people don't agree with. And, you know, you can get dragged. You can get dragged for like, you know.
What happens to you?
Oh yeah, all the time. Well, not this year. It hasn't happened yet. Oh no, wait, it did last. Yeah, last week it happened actually.
Just from eating
the ass. Everyone was very disappointed in me, and I had loads of people underneath there saying, "What are you telling these young girls?" And they was just like, "Also, it's very unhygienic." And I'm like, "Mate, I'm not being funny."
What does that say about your own bumhole?
Like, you need to wash more. There were so many people like coming with some weird stuff, and I was just like. Oh, and people are like, this is bad advice. And I was like, oh, it's me. I'm the one that's giving the bad advice. Not everyone, you know.
Have you checked their internet history?
You know what I mean? Or even some of bloody their lyrics. I'm like, oh, it's me giving the bad advice. And it's just like, I'll give it a rest.
My friend said to me about eating booty. He said, you just have to get past the bum vinegar and then you're fine.
Bum vinegar?
Bum vinegar.
He said, once you get past the bum vinegar, it's all right.
Well, this is the thing.
And it's all fish and chips from there.
My friend said to me the other day, she's like, my friend was like, would you, like, if your partner wanted you to do it, would you do it? And I said, well, yeah, if he came out of the shower, I don't know if I would, I'd have to like clean it myself.
Well,
not myself, but I'd have to be there and wipe him down myself.
He's like a little baby.
Yeah, I would have to. I get it. I understand why people don't want to do it. Like, but the only reason why
you're from the club.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be
disco,
so
butt.
If we just salty
and vinegary, actually,
there might be residue from whenever you're
like licking a battery.
Too many things.
Dave, cover your ears. Cover your ears.
I want to be safe, and if you get out of the shower,
safe from the salty butt vinegar.
Safe from the vinaigrette that you use, the balsamic vinegar.
It's true. That's what he said. He said, all you got to do is you got to get past the.
And then what?
And then what does it taste like?
It's funny, there's this funny meme that went round. It's basically like back at school, you know, when you used to have those water bottles or you used to share a drink, you would like rub the edge of the drink like that and you would
clean
all the
thing
and then you would pour it from like a meter from your mouth so you wouldn't touch it. And now when you had a drink and on a night out, you'll go anywhere.
Well, this is what I'm saying. You know, people, they always make up. They always like, oh, it's disgusting. It's this. It's her. And then I just think about all the shit I've put in my mouth. Like, do you get what I mean? And not literal shit, obviously, but like I put, you know, or even just simple things of like Think about when you're on the train and not before COVID was a thing and everyone was walking around with anti-vax.
People do look at you weirdly if you're eating arse on the train, actually.
That is, but I know you touch that. You're touching the handle and then you're putting it in your mouth.
Then you might have a packet of crisps that you open up and you eat the crisps. Oh, my God. And you just, you're not good. You know, you might not have the hand sanitizer before COVID came in. No, like there were people that had the hand sanitizer, but it wasn't as rigid as everyone is now. Oh. So you would like, so I'm thinking amount of people that I've seen guy people on the train fucking pick their nose and then put their hand on it. And I'm like, do you know how wild that is that someone's going to put their hand on this now and then they're going to...
Little present.
Yeah. And you're worried about licking my ass. Behave yourself.
Did you have this conversation on the tube?
Hey, Zizi, that, listen, we have to stop there for the end of part one.
Oh, that's just so a great fun way to stop.
But listen, is there something like little hint, little fact, little something you could give a little bit of, and then we could go, oh, we're going to find out the answer to that in part two. We can talk more about your Channel 4 show.
Oh, we could, yes.
Oh,
whoa, we could. Here we go. Promo.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, going to find out the juice there.
Yeah.
Oh. or which singer you'd most like to date?
Ooh.
Yeah, there we go.
Don't answer it yet.
Oh, yeah, I know. Cliffhanger. Jeez.
All right, everybody, going to find out in part two. See you in a bit.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.